Okay. Good morning. I appreciate that everyone is able to come out this morning. It's not. I live a block away, and it wasn't so easy to get here. And I understand those of you who live further away, especially showing me that picture this morning. Yafikolach. Thank you very much. Today, as you know, is Asar B'Teves, and I'd like to talk about Asar B'Teves more from a conceptual sort of way. What we're going to say today is not going to be halacha lema'aseh largely, but there is an idea that sometimes by focusing on positions that are not accepted in halacha, we could get better insight into what we actually do, into actually the way we practice halacha. So that is the overarching goal of what we're trying to do. The second introduction I have for this morning is I find Asar B'Teves to be the most difficult fast day to relate to. Tisha B'Av, obviously you're sitting on the floor, you're saying kinos. The whole idea of Tisha B'Av is a way to get your emotions in sync with the day. And Tisha B'Av obviously relates to us, and we understand it as little as we do, but there's something there. Shivasar B'Tammuz also, you know, the Mishnayos speak about how Shivasar B'Tammuz had those five events that occurred. The walls of the city were breached on Shivasar B'Tammuz, and it also has some meaning to us. I think Shivasar B'Tammuz, because we're beginning to get into the Tisha B'Av mood, we also connect to it somewhat. And Tzom Gedalia, the third of the other four fast days, Tzom Gedalia is also easier to connect with. First of all, it comes right after Rosh Hashanah. So generally we're on the spiritual high. And coming off of Rosh Hashanah, so you have a day like Tzom Gedalia, and the idea of Misas Tzadikim Mechaperes, the fact that when Tzadikim pass away, there's a degree of Kapara that we attain, that's something that we can all relate to in our own lives. That's something that hopefully we're able to find very meaningful. Tainus Esther is a little different than the other fast days. Tainus Esther is a joyous fast. Tainus Esther, though, is also something that's relatable because it connects into Purim. We're getting into the Purim mood already, so I understand Tainus Esther. But Asar B'Teves is really very hard. It's hard to relate to for a number of reasons. First of all, Asar B'Teves tends to fall out. In fact, it always falls out for us, those of us who live in the Northern Hemisphere. It's always the middle of the winter. It's always like this short day. I think last year it ended up on January 1st. Kind of just like comes in the middle of nowhere. It hits you. It's Asar B'Teves. So you try to think, okay, well, what is Asar B'Teves? You say, oh, to understand Asar B'Teves, I have to learn Pesukim and Sefer Yechezkel. Well, yeah, right, Yechezkel. That's not exactly something that we know particularly well. Asar B'Teves relates to events from Bayis Rishon rather than Bayis Sheni, which makes it even more difficult to connect with. So what we're going to try to do today is hopefully by analyzing what I would call, there's a school in history today called counterfactual history, which is that you study history based on what would have happened. So we're going to be doing counter halachic halacha. And hopefully in this context, we will arrive at some better understanding of Asar B'Teves. At least that's our hope. I have this problem, which is when I put together source sheets, they never end up following the order that I plan on presenting the ideas in. So if you'll follow with me, we're beginning with source number 6. Source number 6 is on the bottom of the first page of sources. The Beis Yosef quotes from Reb David Abu Draham that Asar B'Teves, Reb David Abu Draham Kasab, Behilchos Taniyos, Shasar B'Teves hu mishuna misha'ar taniyos. Shem haya chal b'shabes lo hayu yicholun l'dchoso l'yom acher. Mipnei she'ne'emar bo be'etzem hayom hazeh kimo b'yom ha'kipurim. Reb David Abu Draham comments that were Aser B'Teves to fall out on Shabbos. Counterfactual. No? Because our calendar is rigged. Aser B'Teves can never fall out on Shabbos. But were Aser B'Teves to fall out on Shabbos, says Reb Dovid Abu-Shraham, we would fast on Shabbos of Aser B'Teves. Why? Because you cannot push Aser B'Teves off to another day. Every fast day that falls out on Shabbos gets postponed. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. Shabbat Shabbatanus falls out on Shabbos, fast on Sunday. Aser B'Teves, says Reb Dovid Abu-Shraham, we'd have to fast that day, just like Yom HaKippurim. Right? When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos Yom Kippur. Actually, my son, Yosef Dov, was born on Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. It was a great day that my shul basically had to go through Yom Kippur without the rabbi being there. No one seemed to complain. I don't know why. It just worked out that way. But Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we fast. Says the Abu Jeraham, the reason why you fast when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos is because the Torah says about Yom Kippur, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, right, that Yom Kippur has to be on this day. Yom Kippur can't be postponed. And Zok the Abu Jeraham, the same is true for Aser B'Teves, because Aser B'Teves also, it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. If you look in Source 1, the Pesukim in Yechezkel, Hashem spoke to Yechezkel Hanovi, Ba'ashana Hatshis, Ba'chodesh Ha'asiri, Ba'osar Lachodesh. Chodesh Ha'asiri is Teves, the 10th day of Teves. And he said, Hashem said to Yechezkel, Ben Adam, K'sov Lecha Eshem Hayom, as etzem hayom hazeh, samach malach bavel o Yerushalayim, be'etzem hayom hazeh. Very interestingly, the Pasuk writes etzem hayom hazeh twice about Aser B'Teves. And says the Abu Draham, because the Novi in Yechezkel uses the expression etzem hayom hazeh about Aser B'Teves, this teaches me that Aser B'Teves, like Yom HaKippurim, would override Shabbos. And were Aser B'Teves to fall out on Shabbos, we would fast. That's what Abu Draham says. Now, when the Beis Yosef quotes this, the Beis Yosef writes, if you go back to Source 6 in the second line at the end, V'lo yadati minayin lo zeh. Right? The Beis Yosef says about this, very simple question, I have no idea where he got this idea from. Right? Where did... Right? Effectively, what the Beis Yosef is saying, and this idea is found in many of the Tshuva Svarim in the Shaul Meshev, who he was the Rav of Lavuv in the Kol Mevaser, they both have the idea that basically what the Beis Yosef is asking is that drushos, a drusha in the sense of that I have a word in this pasuk, and the same word in a different pasuk, that's called the Gezeira Shava. So Gezeira Shava is the stuff we can't make on our own. We don't have the ability to make our own Gezeira Shavas. And the Beis Yosef is saying, yeah, so it says Etzem HaYom HaZeh about Aser B'Teves. It says Etzem HaYom HaZeh about Yom HaKippurim, but that doesn't mean you can equate the two, because there's no Talmudic source. There's no source in the Gemara. There's no source in Midrashei Halacha. There's no source in classical Svarim to make this equation. Therefore, you have no right to make the equation. Lo yodati minayin lo zeh. I have no idea where he got this idea. In other words, you can't do it. That's the Beis Yosef's point. Now, it happens that Rav Shechter, in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, Nefesh HaRav is Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter now has three, pardon the expression, story books about Rav Soloveitchik. The first is Nefesh HaRav, then there's Mipnine HaRav, then there's a book Divrei HaRav. It's all stories about what the Rav said, but obviously Rav's stories are very halachic. So in Nefesh HaRav, in the first one, on page 196, so Rav Shechter quotes that Rav Soloveitchik basically said that this whole Abu Draham makes no sense. It's a ta'o sofer, it's a mistake, it doesn't make sense, and it can't be. But nonetheless, again, building on our idea of counterfactual history, we're trying to explain something that's wrong from the perspective of the calendar. It can't happen. It's wrong from the perspective of halacha, because the Beis Yosef said it's wrong. It's wrong because Rav Soloveitchik said there ain't no such statement, right? No such bird. But still, we're going to try to explain this Abu Draham to the best of our ability. The Abu Draham says that were Aser B'Teves to fall out on Shabbos, we would still fast. So how can we possibly explain this Abu Draham? So I'd like to present with you today three different approaches that end up becoming four. Right? Approach three will bifurcate, will lead into approach four, but we have a while until we get to approach 3/4. So let's begin with approach one. My source sheets are totally out of order, but let's go to the Minchas Chinuch in source number 8. The Minchas Chinuch develops an idea that the fast days that we observe do not have to be observed on a particular day. Rather, the fasts have to be observed in a particular month. Turn to Source 2, the Psukim in Zechariah. Ko amar Hashem Tzvakos, Tzom HaRevi'i, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi'i, Tzom HaAsiri, Yiyah LeBeis Yehuda, LeSason LeSimcha, LeMoadim Tovim, Emes HaShalom Ehavu. Meaning to say that the fast days that we're currently observing, they will be days of joy, they will be days of Simcha La'asid Lavo. Now, the way Zechariah describes the fast days is Tzom HaRevi'i. Tzom HaRevi'i means the fast in the fourth month. The fourth month is Tammuz, right? Tzom HaRevi'i is the fast of Tammuz. Tzom HaChamishi is the fast of Av. Tzom HaShvi'i is the fast of Tishrei, that's what we call Tzom Gedalia. Tzom HaAsiri is Asar B'Teves. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, the Pasuk does not say you fast on the 17th day of Tammuz. It does not say you fast on the 9th day of Av. It says you fast Tzom HaRevi'i, Tzom HaChamishi, etc. That means that the specific day is not a day when you have to fast. The day to fast can be any day in this month. Now, to elaborate on this, the Minchas Chinuch develops the following idea. We'll read it inside in a few minutes in Source 8. But we just read the pasuk in Zechariah, where Zechariah HaNavi says that La'asid Lavo, there's going to be a yontiv on each of these days. So the question is, that's his major proof, but we'll try to give a few other proofs to this idea. But the major proof is that the Navi writes the fast of month 4. And says the Minchas Chinuch, I have proof that the date is not necessarily specific, because he says like this. You know, the Psukim in Zechariah say that La'asid Lavo, we will have Yamim Tovim on these days which are now fasts. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, are we going to have 2 days of Yontiv or only 1 day of Yontiv in that case? This is not a question that most of us ever think of, because we probably don't have enough time to generate these types of questions in our mind. But he asks, you know, are we going to have La'asid Lavo? You see, we don't have 2 days of fasts ever. 2 days of Yom Kippur. We don't fast 2 days of Yom Kippur, right? Were you ever bothered by that question? How come there's no Sveika de Yom of Yom Kippur? There was a time that there were Jews who fasted 2 days of Yom Kippur. There's actually someone in Washington Heights, an interesting fellow, who fasts 2 days of Yom Kippur because he likes saying piyut. This is something that only exists in Washington Heights. This fellow enjoys saying piyut, and the Rishonim, there is one small group of Rishonim who had piyutim for the second day Yom Kippur. So this fellow wants to say piyut the second day Yom Kippur, so he fasts 2 days Yom Kippur. We strongly recommend not fasting 2 days Yom Kippur. Right? You can get pretty sick fasting 2 days in a row, and we don't have Sveika de Yoma on fasts ever. Right? We do not have a second day of a fast. Right? For us today, the fasts, we don't do Sveika de Yoma because there's no Sveika de Yoma under Rabbanon's also, no? We have 8 days of Chanukah. We ever bother, how come there's no 9 days of Chanukah because of Sveika de Yoma? Because maybe the 25th day of Kislev is not really the 25th, maybe it's the 26th. There is such a question out there. So, derabbanans, we never have Sveika Diyoma. Derabbanans, we do. But fasts can be different Kabbalah. Fasts can have the strictures of the Oraisa. But we don't fast 2 days because, come on, you could get sick. But La'asib Lava, when it's going to be a Yontiv, says the Minchas Chinuch, are we going to have 2 days of the Yontiv? So Minchas Chinuch says he thinks not. Because since the Pasuk only mentioned the specific month, not the specific day, so therefore we don't have Sveika Diyoma La'asid Lavo. And he proves this also from a number of Gemaras. The Gemara speaks about how Rabbi Yochanan said that had I been around at the time of Korban Beis HaMikdash, I would have instituted Tisha B'Av not on Tisha B'Av, but on the 10th day of Av. And like, you think about that, like, how can you do that? It's Tisha B'Av, right? That's what they supposed to say. Well, you're going to push it off. So you have an idea, because most of the Beis HaMikdash burned on the 10th, not on the 9th. So you're going to push it off. You can't do that. There's a date that's established. Says Amin Chasman, no, there isn't. You see from this that there's no specific date established for Tisha B'Av. It's the fast of month number 5. There is no date of Tisha B'Av. That's not required. And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch writes in Source 8, Hu hadavar shedibarti ve'ezus Hashem yisbarach, dehakabala lo kav ayom yuchad klal rak hachadashim. The tradition is not any specific day, it's only the month. Ube'ezay yom b'chodesh shirotzim mis'anim. V'chein b'imei sason v'simcha, ve'ezay yom shirotzim b'chadashim halalu asu osin sason v'simcha. Okay? Basically, he says that any day that you want, you can make the yontiv. Any, because it's a halacha on the month, not on the day. And then by Yesheni, people would do what they wanted. But after Bayesheni was destroyed, so then they decided to establish a particular day. In other words, the Minchas Chinuch notes that if we assume that in the future there's going to be a Yontiv on Asar B'Tevis and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, that means that during the second Beis HaMikdash also there is a Yontiv on Asar B'Tevis. Well, if there is a Yontiv on Asar B'Tevis, how could there be a question about the date that we'll talk about in a few minutes? There's going to be a Yontiv. How can there be a question on, right, whether Shivas or Batamas, whether Shivas or Batamas, or I'll give you another example. The Psukim say that what day did the breaching of the wall happen? It wasn't on the 17th day of Tammuz. It was on the 9th of Tammuz, no? So Tosfos asks, what? In Bayis Rishon, the wall was breached on the 9th of Tammuz. So Tosfos asks Akasha, how can we fast on the 17th of Tammuz, not on the 9th? So Tosfos answers, well, Bayis Rishon was on month 9, Bayis Sheni was on month 17, and for us, Bayis Sheni is more meaningful, it's closer. But I don't understand. If the halacha is you have to fast on the 9th day of Tammuz, because that's what the Navi said, so how can you push it off to the 17th? The answer is that there is never a halacha that you fast on the 9th. There's a halacha you fast in the 4th month. And in the 4th month is both the 9th and the 17th are both part of the 4th month. Now, if this approach is correct, where the Minchas Chinuch is saying that there's no specific date for the fasts, so they quote in the name of Reb Volvel Soloveitchik. Reb Volvel was Reb Soloveitchik's uncle. They quote that Reb Volvel said that maybe those three fasts, Shivas HaBetamuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzayim Gedalia, maybe then there's no specific date. But Asara B'Teves, where the Navi says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, so that's why this date is essential. This is the date of Asara B'Teves. This fast has to be on this date. That's his argument. The other fasts are halach in the month. This one is a din on this particular date, and that's why this one will push off. This one will fast even on Shabbos. But Tisha B'Av, Shivas HaBetamuz, are not going to fast on Shabbos. Because those are halachos on the month. This one is a halacha on the date. That's what they quote from Reb Volvel. Now, does anyone have a problem with this? Go back to the Pesukim in Zechariah. Source 2. Zechariah says, God said, the fast of month 4, fast of month 5, fast of month 7, and fast of month 10. That means Zechariah HaNovi is saying that in Teves also there's a fast of month 10. Meaning to say, the specific date of the 10th of Teves is not essential. Right? It's in the month. So this whole approach of Reb Velbal I think is very elegant, but it doesn't really fit in to these sources. Okay. That's approach one. Approach two that we could say is a little different. Remember, the Abu Draham writes that were Asara B'Teves to fall out on Shabbos, we would fast. And he compares it to Yom Kippur. So maybe the comparison is like this. You know, our fast days, in general, serve a dual purpose. A fast day, let's talk about Tisha B'Av. Let's talk about Shivasar V'Tammuz. A fast day is a day of Avelos. It's a day of mourning. We mourn because these were significant events in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But a fast day, in addition to being a day of Avelos, is also a day of Tshuva. No? The Rambam writes that we establish these days in order to open us up to doing Tshuva. Right? A fast day is supposed to be a day of Tshuva. So now, most fast days are a day of both Avelos and Tshuva. Even on Tisha B'Av, we have Avelos in the morning. In the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, we begin to focus more seriously on Tshuva. In the morning, we feel like God is completely distant from us. And when God is distant, Tshuva is not possible. By the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, we begin to move more into Tshuva mode. And within the kinnis of Tisha B'Av also, many of the kinnis in the Ashkenazic tradition end on a high note, right? That God will bring us closer to Him, etc. The one fast that's most notable for being a day not of Avelos at all, in fact it was a day of joy, is Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is a day of tshuva, right? You can't say, if you say that Yom Kippur is a day that has nothing to do with tshuva, you're just wrong. Right? Yom Kippur is the main day to do tshuva, right? But Yom Kippur is not a day of Avelos. Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva. That's it. There's no Avelos in Yom Kippur. I saw in the Sefer, there's a fellow, Tzvika Reisman from Los Angeles. He's a colorful figure. And Tzvika Reisman put out a Sefer Zikaron when his father passed away about Tanios. And he himself wrote an article in that Sefer Zikaron about Asara B'Teves. And his argument goes that maybe Asara B'Teves is like Yom Kippur in that Asara B'Teves is not a day of mourning. Asara B'Teves is only a day of tshuva. The proof that it might not be a day of mourning is because, let's go. Right now, we observe fasts on, let's say, the 17th of Tammuz, not the 9th of Tammuz, because Bayis Sheni, not Bayis Rishon. Correct? What happened on Asara B'Teves and Bayis Sheni? Did anything happen? I don't think so. In Bayis Rishon, there's a siege on the city. Bayis Sheni, when's the siege on the city? I have not got the foggiest idea, but it probably wasn't Tammuz. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed in the summertime. The siege, right? No evidence at all that it happened on Asara B'Teves in Bayis Sheni. So what is Asara B'Teves? It's not a day of Avelos, because the siege of the city led to the Chorban Bayis Rishon, led to the destruction, and after Bayis Sheni was rebuilt, so then the Avelos of Bayis Rishon, genuk, it's over. So how come I have Asara B'Teves? Because it's tshuva, it's not Avelos. The argument goes that maybe Asara B'Teves is fundamentally different than other fast days in that Asara B'Teves is no longer a day of Avelos. And therefore, it's more similar to Yom HaKippurim. And you know why I can't fast on Shabbos, on Tisha B'Av? Because Tisha B'Av is a day of Avelos. And Avelos and Shabbos is a contradiction. There's a stira. Shivas HaBetamis is Avelos. Avelos contradicts Shabbos. But Asara B'Teves is not a day of Avelos. It's a day, this argument goes, again, I see like some people shake their heads like, come on, you can't say that, and I'll tell you why I don't think you can say that in a second, but the argument goes, Aser B'Teves is a day of Tshuva, not a day of Avelos. That's the argument. Does anyone have a problem with this approach? Approach two. Right? That the reason why we would fast Aser B'Teves if it falls out on Shabbos is because it's a day of, it's not a day of Avelos. Correct me, it's hard to imagine that there would be tshuva absent of Avelos on these fast days. Is that... What? We have to think of... why would we pick this date? So, yes, something happened by Yisrishon, but like, why pick this day as a day of tshuva? Now, I think more fundamentally, though, in the slichos that we said this morning, we mentioned Avelos time and time again, no? The slichos for Aser B'Teves, we... We fasten Tzom Gedalia because what happened with Tzom Gedalia is that the last embers of Jewish sovereignty were extinguished. It's now been superseded, you're saying, because of Bayasheni. Correct, but the idea of Tzom Gedalia, which is of Misas Tzadikim and the loss of sovereignty, that idea continues, I would say. The idea of a siege in the city was like a one-time event by Bayis Rishon, right? As opposed to the concept of Tzom Gedalia might be a concept that continues, perhaps. But, I mean, it could be that your question is also a very strong question. It happens that within the Slichos, we said this morning, for Aser B'Teves, Rachum Zekeli Aula Ad Tiznach. God is compassionate. Don't desert the Jewish people forever. Orchu Yemei Evli. My mourning has gone on for too long. Right, we keep on talking about Avelos. Mi Yagon V'Anacha P'dei Keos Nafshei. Redeem us from sadness, from anguish. The Slichos are clearly speaking about Aser B'Teves as a day of Avelos. I would be hard-pressed to assume that it's not really a time of Avelos at all. So that approach, I'm not so... I don't like it particularly well. Let's talk about a different approach. An approach of the Ar Sameach. Source number 7. The Ar Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, has an interesting idea. He quotes, V'hine, the beginning of source 7. Nifimasha kasav mabit bekriya sefer. Dibishabis me ace la ace. Laila vayom asur min hatorah la his anos. Avo biyom bovad eno asur min hatorah. He says that the prohibition to fast on Shabbos is you can't fast a complete Shabbos. A complete Shabbos, we know, begins Friday night through until Saturday night. I can't fast that entire time. To fast only during the day is not a Torah prohibition of fasting on Shabbos. V'lachein mutar l'sanos tanis chalon b'Shabbos. Therefore, you know, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch of a tanis chalom. Tanis chalom is, let's say you have a really bad dream and you're really scared based on that bad dream, so you're allowed to fast on Shabbos even. It happens that if you fast the Tainus Chalom on Shabbos, we say, you know, you did a little bit of an Avera by fasting on Shabbos, so therefore you have to make another fast to make up for the fast that you fasted. Right? What can you do? Right? That's the halacha if you fast the Tainus Chalom on Shabbos. Now, how come I'm allowed to fast the Tainus Chalom on Shabbos? I'm not allowed to fast on Shabbos. The answer is, says the Ar Sameach, because the Tainus Chalom means I had a bad dream at night. I wake up in the morning, and I'm all distraught because I had this bad dream. So then I'm allowed to fast. Because there's no issue d'oraisa, there's no Torah prohibition of fasting Shabbos morning until the end of Shabbos. Because you ate at night. You had some Shabbos involved. That's his argument. And he says, this could be, he continues, this could be why the Abu Draham, If you skip three lines, there's like a period in the middle of the line. Were Asar B'Tevis to fall out on Shabbos, we'd fast, because it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, and explains the Ar Sameach, what that means is that because Asar B'Tevis is a fast that begins in the morning and continues the rest of the day, it doesn't begin the night before, it's not like Tisha B'Av, so therefore you're allowed to fast if it falls out on Shabbos. Because it's not the real prohibition of fasting on Shabbos. Brilliant idea. Does anyone like this? Why not? Starts in the morning. Like, according to the Ar Sameach, there is nothing unique about Asar B'Tevis. And also, the whole comparison to Yom Kippur is what we'd say, like, totally backwards, no? Because Yom Kippur actually starts the night before, right? I know many people who would love for Yom Kippur to only start it during the day. Many people. But, okay. Right? The reality is, the Ar Sameach has a really brilliant idea, but it doesn't seem to hold water. It doesn't seem to fit in nicely. However, I saw in this sefer, this is the Gevuras Yitzchak. His name is Reb Yitzchak Sorotzkin. He used to be the Rosh Hashiva in Tells in Cleveland. And Cleveland is... the Tells Yeshiva in Cleveland is not growing. He picked up a number of years ago, he moved to Lakewood. He established the Tells Yeshiva in Lakewood, which is actually much larger than Tells in Cleveland. My wife went to college in Cleveland. So one time I went out to the Tells Yeshiva. It's like very sad. It's a huge base medrash, but they moved all the bookcases to the halfway through the room to make the base medrash smaller. Because at one point, Tells was a yeshiva that had like 500 guys. At this point, it's much smaller. Again, in part, this is because Lakewood is sucking all of the energy out of the Haredi world and Limud HaTorah. It's really, again, there are many beautiful things that go on in Lakewood, but when you look at other communities who are struggling, that's a result of what's going on. And Cleveland is struggling also. And Rabbi Sorotzkin picked up and he moved to Lakewood, and that actually was a good move on his part. So he asks this question on the Ar Sameach. He says, according to the Ar Sameach, it can't be that the fast day, that the Abu Draham is saying that you would fast if Asar B'Tevis falls on Shabbos, because it's not a complete day fast. It's only a fast from the morning till night. He says that just doesn't seem to fit in at all. Rather, he has the following suggestion, which I would like to embellish a bit. The expression that Abu Draham is building himself off of is an expression, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. We know that this expression, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, comes up in Chumash in two places, and Rashi makes a big deal about it. The Torah writes that Noach entered the Teva, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. No? And Moshe Rabbeinu is told, Alei Al Har HaAvarim, go up to die, Moshe Rabbeinu, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, in the middle of the day. No? That's what the Torah says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And Rashi Al HaTorah writes, that Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh in the context of Noah and in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu both mean the same thing. Because the people in that generation are saying, hey, Noah, and you know, like the Bill Cosby, I don't know if we're allowed to quote him anymore, but you know the Bill Cosby tape about Noah, right? Everyone's going to say, like, you can't go in, you can't go in, we're not going to let you go in, but you're going to go in that teva and leave all of us outside, and the people are going to say, we're not letting you in. So Hashem says, no. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Noach went into the Teva, broad daylight, and people couldn't say anything. And Moshe Rabbeinu also. Klal Yisrael saying, you know what, Moshe, you're going to die. You're going to leave us without a leader. We're not going to let you climb up that mountain. We're not going to let you go and die. Klal Yisrael saying, we're going to restrain you. Says the Torah, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Meaning to say, that Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh means daylight. In Chumash, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh means daylight. So Rabbi Sorotzkin argues as follows. It's a modified version of the Arsameach. The Arsameach says that, again, now Asar B'Teves, if it fall out on Shabbos, according to Abu Draham, we'd fast because it's only a daytime fast. We ask, what about Shavuot B'Tammuz? What about Tzom Gedalia? Those are also only daytime fasts. The answer is no. Maybe Asar B'Teves is a fast only during the day, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. But the other fasts, they are fasts both day and night. It just so happens that the Chachamim were nice to us, and they say we don't have to fast at night. But fundamentally, Shavuot B'Tammuz and Tzom Gedalia, they begin at night, not during the day. Let me give you an example I'm talking about. You know, on a fast day, we recite in Shemona Esrei the Tefillah of Aneinu. When do you say Aneinu? So there's a huge machlokas harishonim based on Gemara and Tainus. Do you say Aneinu at Shacharis and Mincha? Right, that's sort of what we do. We have the Chazan says Aneinu at Shacharis. For us, we say Aneinu as individuals at Mincha. Right? And the Chazan also says Aneinu at Mincha. We don't say Aneinu at Ma'ariv on a fast day, correct? Why don't we say Aneinu at Ma'ariv on a fast day? So the simple explanation is, because on Tzom Gedalia, we're not fasting at night. On Shavuot B'Tammuz, we're not fasting at night, so you can't say Aneinu, right? That seems to be the explanation. But if you open the Gemara and you go into the sources, you see that the Rif and Rashi in Tainus, they both paskin that you say Aneinu at Ma'ariv. Now, how can I say Aneinu at Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv, I'm not fasting. The answer is, and Rav Soloveitchik developed this idea also in the Yartzeit Shiurim and elsewhere, the answer is that I don't fast at night, but the Yom Tainus exists at night. There are other halachos to a fast day beside fasting. The Rambam writes that a fast day should be a day when we don't enjoy ourselves, no? Someone from my show asked me a question. She wanted to know if she's allowed to go skiing today on Asar B'Teves. So I'll tell you in a second. So are you allowed to go skiing on Asar B'Teves? So, first of all, I told her, you know, I don't know if it's such a good idea, even if it's permitted. And whether or not it's permitted is very questionable, because fast days should not be times when we do activities, particularly enjoyable activities. It should be a time when we're somewhat subdued. Again, is that a halachic notion, a hashkafic notion? The Rambam quotes it. The Rambam says you shouldn't have idunim on a fast day. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted saying that you shouldn't go to the movies Shavuot B'Tammuz at night. I remember when I was still yeshivish in my previous life, so someone came over to me and says, does that mean that Rav Soloveitchik held you allowed to go to movies the rest of the year? That was like his question. But whatever it was, the question didn't bother me that much after that. But the fact is, the Rav felt that the Yom Tainus begins at night. And at night we should not do enjoyable activities. Even at night. During the day we shouldn't do enjoyable activities and we should fast. At night we have a dispensation that we don't fast. But the Yom Tainus begins at night also. The Sefer Torah HaShlamim in Hilchos Nida quotes that the night before a fast, the night of Shavuot B'Tammuz, or the night of Asar B'Teves, you shouldn't eat meat. You shouldn't do things which are considered to be particularly enjoyable. That comes from, there's a Sefer Kafter of Aferach, who writes that on certain days we act a little bit like a bit of Avelos. The day when you go to Yerushalayim and you tear Kriya, when you see the Makam HaMikdash, you shouldn't eat meat also, the Kafter of Aferach says. Because that you should be subdued, you should be sad. And the night of Asar B'Teves, so you should be subdued. There's a discussion in Poskim. Are you allowed to get married the night of Shavuot B'Tammuz? Can you make a wedding? So Reb Moshe Feinstein in Chelak Aleph Siman Kuf Samech Ches is a mekel. He says you're allowed to get married if you want. And the night of Asara B'Tavis, if you want to get married, you can get married. Right? These long Matzei Shabbosos, you know, in the winter, let's use them well. Let's make chasanas. There was a show dinner last night. Okay. I try not to step on other people's toes, but according to Rav Soloveitchik, you shouldn't do particularly, maybe show dinner's not particularly enjoyable. Maybe that's the heter. But you shouldn't do particularly enjoyable activities on the night of a fast day. Because the fast begins at night also. But maybe a defense for your shul dinner is different than what we just said now. Maybe the defense is that Asara B'Teves is different than all other fasts. Because Asara B'Teves is Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Fundamentally, all other fasts begin at night. But we have dispensation not to fast. We have a dispensation we're allowed to eat. But Asara B'Teves, the fast begins during the day, and the night before there's nothing wrong. Again, approach two that we said from Speaker Reisman, the approach that maybe Asar B'Teves is not a day of Avelos at all, that would allow you to go skiing on Asar B'Teves. That would allow you to get married on Asar B'Teves. There's one Mordechai in Maseches Erevin that speaks about how once upon a time they got married on Asar B'Teves when it fell on a Friday. According to our calendar, the only fast that falls on Friday is Asar B'Teves. They got married on Asar B'Teves that fell on Friday, and they drank the wine at the wedding. That's a discussion. Again, the wedding was late in the afternoon. The minhag used to be that people got married late on Friday afternoons. My mother tells me that she remembers now Rebbetzin David, Bruria Huttner, got married on the beach in Far Rockaway wearing a blue dress on a Friday afternoon. Right? This is... I don't know. Okay, we have to unpackage this. But weddings used to take place Friday afternoon because you saved money that way. Right? If chicken was expensive, so you'll use the same chicken for the Chasana Seuda that you'll use for the Friday night Seuda. And that's why there's a whole discussion in Poskim about how does the Kala light Shabbos candles her first week, because the issue was she got married late Friday afternoon and she's in the Yichud room or something at the time you light Shabbos candles. That's why there's a discussion in the Magen Avraham. This was a very old practice, and the Mordechai quotes, someone got married on a Friday afternoon and they drank the wine. Friday afternoon, Asar B'Teves, and they drank the wine. Either fast isn't over until, it ain't over till it's over, right? How do they drink the wine? Well, the Mordechai works very hard on it. He says that when the Gemara in Erevin says that Masanu Numashlim, doesn't mean that you have to complete the day. If you want to, you can. But the basic idea, according to Tzvi Reisman, is that Asar B'Teves is fundamentally a happy fast day. It's not a day of Avelos. It's just a day of Tshuva. That approach, I don't think, is correct. But this approach might have more merit. This approach that Yitzhak Sirotskin is saying, that Asar B'Teves is a day of Avelos. It is a day, that's true, but it's a day of Avelos, only a day. The night beforehand, if you want to go to a shul dinner even, and have all the joy of going to a shul dinner, so that might be permitted the night of Asar B'Teves, even though it's not permitted on other fasts. That's this approach. Now, he bases this idea on the fact that it says Etzem HaYom HaZeh. The question is, Yom HaKippurim is what he compares to. Yom HaKippurim also says Etzem HaYom HaZeh. And we know that we start Yom Kippur at night, not during the day. So I thought the answer to this question might be as follows. If you go back to the Psukim in Yechezkel, it says Etzem HaYom HaZeh twice. Right? Ben Adam K'sov Lecha Shem HaYom HaZeh Etzem HaYom HaZeh Samach Mecha Be'as Yerushalayim Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. It says twice, Etzem HaYom HaZeh. I would argue that the word Etzem HaYom HaZeh can have two different meanings. It can mean the entire day, and it has to be that day. Or Etzem HaYom HaZeh can mean only daytime. Because over here, the Torah says Etzem HaYom HaZeh twice, or the Navi says it twice about Asar B'Teves. That means Asar B'Teves is the most Etzem HaYom HaZeh, it's only daytime. The night of Asar B'Teves perhaps is not the Chi of Tainus. Perhaps the night everything is going to be off. That's one approach that we could take. Again, Rabbi Sarovskin takes it in a slightly different way, but just to review what we have over here. What we have is on Abu Jraham. Abu Jraham says that were a Sarva Teva to fall out on Shabbos, we would fast. It doesn't seem to make sense. So he gave a number of different explanations. The first explanation that we gave is that maybe a Sarva Teva is a halacha on the particular date, not just in the month. And that didn't seem to work very well. We had approaches of Sarva Tevis maybe is a day of tshuva, not a day of avelos. We had an approach of the Ur Sameach, Sarva Tevis, because it's only during the day, so therefore it doesn't contradict the Shabbos. We asked the other fasts do contradict Shabbos. So he said, no, maybe Sarva Tevis is a halacha only on the date itself. I just want to conclude with two other sources about Sarva Tevis, which I think are interesting and we can plug into this conversation in some other ways. First of all, source number three. There's a machlokes, time is a little bit late so we won't read the whole thing inside, but there's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Mimshun Bar Yochai as to whether the fast is Asara B'Teves or whether the fast is Hamishi B'Teves. Right? Mimshun Bar Yochai says that the fast here, it's actually four lines in the bottom of source 3. Reb Shimon Yochai says, "Va'ani eini omer kein, ela tzom ha'asiri zechamishi b'teves, shebo bo shmua legola shehuksa ha'ir." On the fifth day of Teves is the fast, because that's when the people in Bavel found out that the city was destroyed. Now that would make a lot more sense than the 10th of Teves. The 10th of Teves is the beginning of a siege. Sieges are uncomfortable. Sieges are difficult. But sieges don't seem to be as earth-shaking as like the city walls falling or the city being burned. It's hard to imagine a siege as a real day of Avelos. But I could hear the day of Avelos being the 5th of Teves, because that's the day that people got the bad news. But there's halachas in Avelos that Yom Shemua, the day when the person, Rachman Lotzlan, hears about the passing of a parent, there's also Chiyuvim of Avelos, even if the passing happened months beforehand. There are dinim of Yom Shemua. Right? I could hear that approach. But nonetheless, we paskin that the Asara B'Teves is on the 10th, not on the 5th. And the reason why we paskin it's on the 10th is because one of the lessons of Asara B'Teves is that we're supposed to uncover the core reasons, the reasons at the backbone for why the fast happened, for why the tragedy took place, I should say. A siege might not seem that bad at the beginning, but in hindsight, you look back and you realize that's really when it started, so that's why we have Asara B'Teves. The fifth day of Teves is the real end. That's when we heard the news. But we don't fast then. We fast at the beginning, similar to the fact that we keep Tisha B'Av on the 9th, even though the Beis HaMikdash was really burned on the 10th. So that's one point. But the fact that that Gemara says that the date could be the 10th or the 5th would lead in the direction that Minchas Chinuch that we mentioned, that the halacha is based on the month, not on the specific date in the month. That's one source. The last source I want to learn with you is source 11. A Midrash Tanchuma in Parashas Tazria. The Midrash writes, "Staka asa ba'osa gola sheshakad aleha. Ve'ol tov v'gadola asa lala osa gola." Hashem did a tremendous favor to the galos. Ketzad. V'teves ha'yi re'uyin li galos mirushalayim. Shekeinu omer ben adam ksov lecha es shem hayom es etzem hayom hazeh. Me'os ha'kadosh baruch hu amar im yotin asha b'tzina he'mesin. Me'osa lahem. Himtin lahem bekayitz v'hegla osam. Says the Medrash, the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be destroyed on Asara B'Teves. That was supposed to be the day of Korban HaBayis. And we were supposed to be exiled on Asara B'Teves. The only thing is that God realized Asara B'Teves is the middle of the winter. If you're going to be exiled in the middle of the winter, you're going to die from the cold. So therefore God waited until summertime, until Tammuz, Av. And then, exile is never pleasant. But at least we went out and there was good weather. The idea of this Medrash, I think, really focuses on Asara B'Teves as a day when it should have happened. The mourning of Asar B'Teves, the Avelos that we have today, like we mentioned before, it's a day of Avelos. The Avelos is Avelos that it should have happened. Really, the Beis HaMikdash should have been destroyed today, says the Medrash. But it wasn't because Hashem was nice to us. And that, I think, in some ways, takes some of the intensity of the Avelos off of Asar B'Teves. This is it's a terrible day. It's a day the Beis HaMikdash should have been destroyed. But because it wasn't destroyed, since Hashem had Rachmanis on us, so that's why it's a day of Avelos, but maybe it's only a day of Avelos, not a night of Avelos, because some of the intensity is removed since Hashem was kind to us and gave us some extra time. I thank you for listening. If anyone has questions, I'm happy to take them. Yassi Kalach. Have a good day.